So, Cathy, a lot going on around the club at the moment as you continue to, go through your return to play protocols and getting everything in place for the resumption of football at Finn Park. You had the fundraising initiative, which you launched a number of weeks ago. It's all about getting certain areas of Finn Park upgraded so that you can play matches at home under the guidelines. Maybe you'll give us an idea of where things are sitting at fundraising-wise and the work that has to come.
Yeah, I will. Well, we have two things. Our only source of income throughout the shutdown has been our 500 club. And I have to say thank God for it. And we've been building that. And it has actually strengthened during the lockdown. And that's all due to Trevor Gordon and his amazing efforts and all of our media and commercial team. So that's built and strengthened. And then in order that we can get back to playing at Finn Park and be compliant with the government or public health COVID-19 guidelines, we need to upgrade our facilities. So Ivan Harvey's brainchild was a GoFundMe, and we've set a limit of 30,000, and today we're up over 23,000, which is really amazing and very humbling, because you know that's come from locals who are invested in Finn Harps, who are interested in seeing football back, and you know the generosity has just been, you know, or Finn Harps supporters and fans. I mean, they're worldwide. And we've had support from other clubs in the league as well. So it's been, it's been an interesting fundraiser, but it's certainly put us in a good place to be able to push ahead and to put in place what we need in order to be ready to play on the 31st of July.
Has the work, that much needed work, started yet?
Lots of background and preliminary work has happened. I mean, you know, you just don't take something and drop it there. There's Finn Park, and you know the challenges we have in terms of space and even the ground. So a lot of the preparatory work has happened. We've sourced the new dressing rooms, new shower block, and all of that is coming, should be on site the end of next week, the beginning of the following week. And then, you know, it'll just be a push to get it up to scratch and just, you know, ready to open the doors and allow our team and management and those that need to be in there to be in there. And that includes something that we haven't had the luxury of having before, which is a dedicated medical room. So our match night doctors, led by Dr. Paul Armstrong, and we have others, you know, who'll be there when Paul can't be with us. So they'll have a dedicated medical room, which is something that for licensing purposes we've had a derogation on for a long, long time. So it's great to finally have that there.
You're only going to have about 3 weeks or so, or less than that, before the season gets up and running. Is that enough time for the work to be done, Cathy?
It is, because we're not starting from scratch, Oisin. It's, you know, this has been running for about 6 weeks, so a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and you know what's going to come to be put there is, you know, not quite like good to go, but we'll need very little in order for it to be good to go. So it's loads of time.
Yeah. So as of today then, can we firmly put to bed the idea of Harps having to play their home games somewhere else?
We are absolutely definitely playing them at Finn Park, as are all of the clubs. I think this has been the huge challenge throughout the lockdown. You know, we've been planning for a restart, and to say that things change daily is not an exaggeration. We had times when you'd wonder what day of the week it was, much less what are the rules today. Really, it's the changes have been in response to the virus and how the virus has progressed and the trend of the virus. And you know, all of this has been guided by public health. That is not in the gift of the FAI or in any club to be able to say this is what we're doing and this is how we're doing it. Public health have been very much in charge. And nationally, Dr. Alan Byrne, who's the doctor with the FAI, sits on a group together with Dr. Tony Houlihan, and I believe the GEA and the IRFU are represented in that group too. So all of the guidelines that we are following have come via that channel, and we're in constant communication with the FAI, you know, engaging with them almost daily. So anything we do, everything we do has to comply with the guidelines that have been handed down to us. And at the minute, and it may change on the July 20th, but at the moment, the rule for all of us is that distancing has to be at 2 metres. So that's what we have to comply with in order to be approved to use Finn Park for match nights.
For match nights. And looking at it in relation to spectators, come the first week in August. Before I talk about that, Cathy, you said there's a lot of to and fro going between the FEA. How frustrating is it, as of now we are speaking, that we still don't have a concrete fixture list yet? Because there was talk it may have been Tuesday past that something was coming, but everybody seems to be still up in the air.
That list has been on the way for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And to be fair to the FAI and to the competitions department there, there's been so much that has caused a change that has caused them to have to stop and maybe revise that schedule, or, you know, maybe start again from scratch, like not least the relegation promotion debate. Would we have the FAI Cup? Would we not have the FAI Cup? I was talking to the FAI yesterday and was, I would say, soundly berated, because I was informed it was the second time this week I'd asked for that fixture list and we would get it when it was ready. So all clubs are to get it. They've said this week. That could be today. That could be close of business tomorrow. We don't know, Oisin, but it really would be nice, because at the moment we're working on the assumption that the schedule that we had when we stopped is the schedule that we start back with, and that might not be the case. So we'd love to have it. We need to have it. It's not just that we like or love to have it. We need to have it.
Well, say it is the case then, Cathy. It might give Harps maybe a wee bit of a cushion of a couple of extra weeks to get the work that needs to be done finished properly, if there's any sort of...
Gosh, and you have so little faith in us, our ability to meet a deadline. It would, of course, but we're not thinking in those terms. We're not.
At that stage as well, where's it going to be with supporters at matches?
We don't know. And again, that's will be determined by public health, not by any of us. I mean, at the moment, they're saying that by the time we get back to playing, it should be possible to have supporters on our grounds, because if we're observing the 2 metre distancing rule, then we could do that. I don't know that we would race into doing that very quickly. I think we'd need to get, well, this is my preference now, and only my view. You know, we haven't agreed this among the board or with Ollie and the team, but or the management team. But I think let's get at least one game done well at Finn Park, you know, before we have the addition of fans. I know that, and we all know this, and we're all watching the return to football across the water. I mean, it's just, it's kind of grim, really, watching some of those games, you know, so soulless without the fans and without, you know, that interaction and the, you know, the energy they bring. But we might, I mean, we might not just have to sacrifice a game in order to be sure that we have everything else right.
Yeah. Speaking of supporters, they've been finding unique ways and sort of quirky ways to help out the club during this lockdown period since March. And that's something that the club is very grateful for, Cathy, because it has been very, very impressive.
They've been amazing. I mean, there's some great initiatives. We've had a number of draws. Adrian Ferry kicked it off way back. And I'm conscious now, if I start naming names, I'll miss someone. I'll be in trouble. But and Mark Anderson and Brandon Connolly with the FIFA competition, that apparently was something, you know, unique in that people engaged with, fans engaged with very well. You know, Alan Kelly raffled off a signed jersey. So, you know, all those were, you know, they were very generous things, because these are, you know, prized Finn Harps and Republic of Ireland and, you know, international match possessions that these young supporters were very happy to sacrifice and, you know, to raffle, to bring us in much needed funds while we had very few other sources of income. So we're delighted to have that they've done that. And honestly, there's amazing generosity.
Yeah. What about the pitch in Finn Park? I would say it's in fine shape.
Yay. Sort of. My pet project at the minute. The pitch is getting there. It's definitely had a huge amount of work. And, you know, I think one of the positives of this break has been that we've been able to do work on the pitch at a time of year when it's more conducive to doing work on the pitch. You know, we had that 9 weeks of amazing weather and, you know, we've had massive work done on it. We've been working with pitch consultants, and there's a program of for the pitch, and that's continuing last week and this week. Actually, they're going to be back early again next week to complete some of that. I hope. I don't know. He might well tell me that there's yet more to do, but it's looking well, and it's great. That's been certainly been a positive, and we're delighted to have it in a condition where it should see us out through a series of winter games, because you know, chances are we'll have the usual challenges of wet and frost and snow before we finish up in November.
Yeah. Speaking of pitches, the new stadium has been highlighted in the last number of weeks as well. There's a new sports minister in the country. Have Finn Harps already made the move to the top table in government that this project in Stranraer has to be made priority, Cathy.
We have indeed. We've done that a number of ways. We've reached out to our five TDs in the county and to Senator Niall Blaney, and we've written to them, and we've had a great response to them. A number of them have come back. You may have seen Pierce Doherty's message this week in relation to the pitch. Terry McConnell has come back and asked for permission to engage directly with the Minister on our behalf. We believe that we have been told that our pitch project is just awaiting sign off from the Minister. So, and Charlie McConnell has come back, as has Pierce Doherty, to say that I'm sure a very big pile on the Minister's desk, but that it's there. I know Pierce Doherty has asked for a meeting directly between the Harps Stadium Committee and the Minister and Junior Minister, and I don't think he's had a response to that request for a meeting yet, but yeah, lots is being done. I mean, they were.
Does it give you confidence, Cathy, of what's going on at the moment?
Oh, it has to. I mean, you know, we have to believe what we're being told. Now, maybe I'm naive in thinking that, but yeah, we've a very good committee there led by Paul McLoon, and I mean, they've been doing amazing work, and they haven't stopped during the lockdown. And what amazed me was the amount of to and fro in between the Department of Sport, the FEI, and themselves, you know, in relation to addendums to the submission that was made. You know, there's certainly... It seems to me that every I has been dotted and every T has been crossed. So, you know, there's nothing left to submit to them. It's just a matter of will they fund it? And more importantly, will they fund it completely? Because any kind of a deficit in funding would leave us in a very bad position. It would leave us in a position where we'd be struggling. You know, we'd like not to see us get so far with it and not be able to complete it. And what's very encouraging too is the new board of the FEI. Gary Owens has set up a number of groups, and they're looking at specifically facilities, competitions, marketing and media rights and the participation agreement. And we have representation on three of those groups, and Paul McLoon is on the facilities group. But Gary Owens has a proposal that he's going to bring to the department. I don't know, maybe I'm speaking out of school or maybe I'm not. I'll not give too much of the detail in case I am, and that's that we would look at the facilities that exist in all soccer grounds around the country, and that, you know, that there would be a 5 to 10 year plan in order to upgrade those and get them to UEFA Category 3, Category 4 status. So that's exciting. So ours is the only football or soccer stadium project that is good to go if we get funding in the morning. So and you know, and it's a bargain, because apparently it's we need a bargain, I suppose, when you say it's over 7 million, but the next nearest project, you know, comparably is Semple Stadium, and that's going to come in at a cost of 11 million. So we're far away from that. So we'll watch this space, and hopefully
things will start to move on that front really yes. soon, Cathy. Yes. Just finally, away from sort of off-pitch matters, the guys are training away. You've met a few of them, and you've mingled with them and spoke to the management.
Yeah.
What's the atmosphere like at the moment?
Oh, it's like a party without all of the bad food and the alcohol. it was so lovely. They're very upbeat. I mean, it was great to see them all back. They were so excited to be back. You know, they're delighted to be back in training. That's what these men do. You know, they're footballers and they want to be playing football. And it's been great. It's just been great fun to see them all back and to see the enthusiasm that they have for playing and the drive to push on and just get back and, you know, and make this, you know, the year that we were expecting it might be when we started off in February. So it's the atmosphere is brilliant. It's absolutely great.
Okay. So next time I'm talking to Ollie Horgan, I can ask him how's the party going.
No, oh, crikey. Well, you could. I know. I'd be interested in that answer. No better man to respond to you, I tell you.
Yeah. Brilliant, Cathy. Many thanks for talking to us. I'm sure.
Here, can I just add one other thing? Throughout the shutdown, our lotto hasn't been able to operate. And Charlie McHugh and Sean Doherty just very skillfully and masterfully operate our lotto every single year. And last year, it drew in over 50,000 in profit for us, which was phenomenal and like very much needed funds. So in the absence of the lotto, what we are encouraging people to do is maybe contribute to the GoFundMe. And online isn't everybody's thing, but we have... we can accept donations in the office, and we will have somebody there tomorrow and on Saturday. And there's somebody there most days, you know, if anybody wants to contribute a few pounds. And like from our perspective, every €5 matters, and, you know, it would make a huge difference to us. And then there's the added incentive for anyone who can afford a little bit more. Any contribution of €50 or over is entered into a 500 club, and that draw happens every week. And it's you know, the top price is 300, so that's happening this evening. So that's the clubhouse will be there. You know, there's somebody there just for anybody who might like to support us, but you know, hasn't been in a position to, because they're just not savvy with the online contribution process.
Okay. Good to talk to you, Cathy. We'll speak to you in the coming weeks, I'm sure, again.
Oisín, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Take care.